For whatever sin you wish to commit, first let us analyze, and you will see that this is how it is conceived. For as thieves and burglars, desiring to steal something valuable, snuff out the candle and then proceed, so does the twisted logic of men in instances of committing sin, since we too have a light within us, the light of reason, perpetually glowing. But if the spirit of wickedness forcefully and eagerly extinguishes that flame, it immediately plunges the soul into darkness, dominating and instantly robbing it of everything else. For when the soul is enslaved by immoral desires, like a cloud or mist dims the physical eyes, so does that desire obscure the foresight of the mind, preventing it from seeing afar, neither the cliff nor hell nor fear. From that moment, with deceit reigning as a tyrant, the individual easily succumbs to sin, and it is as if a wall without windows is erected before his eyes, stopping the ray of righteousness from enlightening his mind, the ridiculous notions of lust encircling it like a fortress on all sides. From then onwards, the immodest woman appears everywhere before him, before his eyes, his mind, his thoughts. And like the blind, who even under midday sky receive no light as their eyes are tightly shut, so do these people, regardless of countless teachings of salvation echoing from all sides, with their soul preoccupied with passion, they shut out these discourses. And this fact is well known by those who have experienced it. But God forbid that you should gain such knowledge from personal experience.